Good morning. The time is 8 a.m. This is the regional news for the Western Slope. I'm Travis Bubinick. Organizers of a bike tour set to travel through Colorado National Monument this weekend say their plans won't be affected by the government shutdown, even though the monument and all other National Park Service sites were closed as of yesterday. National parks around the state and country saw barricades and closed doors after Congress missed the deadline to approve federal funding for the government for fiscal year 2014. But as the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports, the ICON LASIK Tour of the Moon says it has a plan to continue through Colorado National Monument, even if Democrats and Republicans can't reach a deal before this Friday. The tour of 2,000 cyclists is scheduled to reach the monument on Saturday. Meanwhile, controlled burns on Grand Mesa are being put on hold as the government shutdown affects BLM operations as well. Access to two of Colorado's iconic peaks, the Maroon Bells, is limited due to the government shutdown. Vehicles are not allowed on the road to the bells, and campgrounds and visitor centers are shuttered.
The White River National Forest closed its facilities in the area Tuesday morning. Bathrooms are locked, campgrounds shuttered. The agency barricaded the popular parking areas just below the famed peaks. Pitkin County owns the two-lane road leading to the bells, and yesterday, county commissioners were grappling with what to do. That's Commissioner Rachel Richards and County Manager John Peacock. The group seemed frustrated with the situation they were dealt by lawmakers' actions in Washington. The commissioners discussed sending a letter of disapproval to Congressman Scott Tipton. As for the road, the elected leaders chose to close it.
And I think public safety-wise and just managing the human impact, this is probably the right decision, even though it's not going to be very popular.
Brian Pettit is the county's public works director. With the parking lots barricaded, cars would have to park along the roadside, leaving a public safety nightmare during one of the area's busiest times. Julia Tyson with the Aspen Chamber Resort Association says the closure is disappointing.
The Maroon Bells is one of the most iconic locations we have in this area. Many, if not, you know, the majority of our visitors in summer and fall enjoy going out to the Maroon Bells for the beautiful scenery. And in the fall, it is one of the main places to look at the beautiful colors.
She says her office has been taking calls from visitors asking when the colors will peak. Unfortunately, she says that's happening now.
It is a bummer. And unfortunately, not much we can do about it. Of course, encourage people to stay and enjoy views elsewhere. And I think we're all hoping it's a short-term problem, but we'll see.
She's directing visitors wishing to see the colors change to places like Independence Pass and Ashcroft. Meanwhile, cyclists and pedestrians can still access the Maroon Bells. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.
At Schriever Air Force Base, of the 589 civilian employees, more than half are being furloughed. Colonel William LaCourty commands the 50th Space Wing and says that all will be affected in some way or another.
We know people are concerned. Some are upset, especially because they're facing a second furlough this year. It's disruptive, but we're going to continue to perform our mission. I've been incredibly impressed by the professionalism of the personnel here at Schriever and what they bring to the table every day and what they continue to display during this difficult time.
Schriever Air Force Base's Civilian Pay Office, Personnel Section, and Manpower Office are closed as a result of the shutdown, among other services. More than 1,000 civilian employees of Fort Carson are also under furloughs. Mountain Post leadership looked at life, health, and safety functions to determine which positions are deemed essential. Fort Carson's Public Affairs Officer D. McNutt says workers from almost every job specialty were sent home.
The command is very concerned about how this not only affects the civilians who are affected, you know, by it, each and every one of them, but what are those second and third order effects for our soldiers? What are the effects for the economy and the community here? We will sustain it as long as our government tells us that we need to, but it will be difficult.
McNutt says the furlough letters can only cover up to 30 days and employees may be called in as needed. Clinics and emergency facilities will remain open, as well as non-appropriated recreation services like gyms. The commissary and Army Community Services building are locked up. Despite the federal shutdown, new online health exchanges opened across the nation yesterday. The Denver Post reports Colorado's new marketplace saw some temporary problems in the hours after its launch. Some visitors weren't allowed to create accounts because of high traffic early on, but Connect for Health Colorado officials said the site was back up and running after a few hours. In all, the online exchange saw over 55,000 visitors throughout the day. 1,450 accounts were created from those visits. Meanwhile, state Republicans said they continue to hear from consumers unhappy with the Affordable Care Act. According to the Post, Colorado GOP Chair Ryan Call said the act hasn't fulfilled President Obama's promise that citizens would be able to keep their existing doctor and health care plan, claiming instead that people's plans are being replaced with more expensive ones. Yesterday's opening of the marketplace carried on despite the shutdown, since the money for Colorado's health exchange comes from a grant awarded earlier in the year. Under the act, Colorado's expansion of Medicaid began yesterday as well. Also yesterday, Colorado became the first state to start taking applications for recreational marijuana stores. The Denver Post reports the first round of applicants showed up at the state's Marijuana Enforcement Division offices in Denver around 9 a.m. Among the first to submit an application was a man named Andy Williams, owner of a medical marijuana dispensary. According to the Post, the scene at the office was surprisingly orderly in comparison to the rush that accompanied the first round of medical marijuana applications. That's partly because applications were only issued by appointment this time around. Currently operating medical dispensaries are the only ones who will be allowed to open recreational pot shops until July of next year. Businesses that have their retail applications accepted this month are scheduled to be approved or denied by January 1st, the first day retail pot stores can open in the state. Former state Republican leader Mike Kopp announced on Tuesday he will be entering the 2014 governor's race. As the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports, Kopp is the fourth Republican candidate to file against Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper. Kopp served in the state Senate from 2007 to 2011, but resigned after his wife's death from cancer. He's since worked with the Intermountain Rural Electric Association. And the Telluride Watch reports an 18-year-old Nuclear woman is being held in Montrose County after allegedly striking her boyfriend with her car and pinning him to the side of their house. The Watch reports that Crystal Anderson is being held on a $25,000 bond and is being charged with attempted second-degree murder and domestic violence. Montrose County authorities said Anderson say the as-yet-unnamed boyfriend was airlifted to St. Mary's Hospital in Grand Junction after being struck by the car. And that's the KVNF News for this morning. I'm Travis Bubinick.